The price of denial. Why employee risk is being mispriced and what must change. Jacco Oosthuizen, MD and founder, Ulife. There is a quiet crisis unfolding on South Africa's balance sheets, and most businesses do not know it is there. Every year, health-related productivity losses cost this economy an estimated R161 billion, driven by absenteeism, presenteeism and untreated mental health conditions, according to research cited by Stellenbosch Business School. A 2024 GIBS study placed that number even higher, estimating that mental health-related absenteeism and presenteeism alone cost South African employers in excess of R250 billion annually, roughly 4.5% of GDP. Meanwhile, absenteeism on its own accounts for approximately 15% of the workforce on any given working day. Yet most employee risk insurance in this country continues to be priced as though none of this is happening. Premiums are set on historical claims data. Policies respond after hospitalization, after diagnosis, or after the crisis has already arrived. What this model consistently fails to account for is everything that happens before, the slow accumulation of unmanaged chronic conditions, untreated depression and compounding burnout, makes claims inevitable. That is the mispricing problem, and it is getting more expensive to ignore. The upstream risk nobody is counting. Consider what traditional risk models are measuring. They capture the claim, the hospital admission, the disability event and the death benefit trigger. What they do not capture is the years of declining health that precede it. The elevated blood pressure left undetected. A mental health condition that goes untreated because only one in four South Africans with depression ever receives help. A workforce where, according to conservative research estimates, as many as one in four employees will be diagnosed with depression at some point during their employment. These are not edge cases. They are the mainstream risk profile of a South African workforce, and they are nowhere near adequately reflected in how we underwrite or price employee benefit schemes. The result is a system that is systematically late. It intervenes at the point of claim, not at the point of risk. And in the gap between those two moments, significant commercial damage accumulates, lost productivity, rising premium pressure, workforce fragility and high churn, in roles that cannot easily absorb disruption. Escalating claims are not bad luck, and they are not simply the result of an aging or high-risk workforce. They are the predictable output of late intervention. The risk was always there. The model just was not designed to see it. The case for redesign. The good news is that a different model exists and it works. Prevention-led, data-driven insurance does not ask employers to be more caring. It asks them to be more commercially rational. When employees receive early access to health screenings, mental health support and behavioral health interventions, disease progression slows. Claims frequency falls. Productivity recovers. The risk pool stabilizes. Companies with robust employee wellness and early intervention programs report meaningful reductions in unplanned leave. More importantly, the commercial logic stacks up. The cost of early intervention is structurally lower than the cost of a claims event, every time. Modern insurance design must reflect this. We now have access to real-time behavioral and engagement data that simply did not exist when traditional underwriting models were built. There is no longer any reason to rely on static actuarial tables when dynamic, individual-level health data can inform more accurate, more responsive risk pricing. The tools exist. The question is whether insurers and employers have the appetite to use them. What needs to happen next? For employers, the starting point is reframing how you categorize workforce health expenditure. Wellness programs, mental health access and prevention initiatives should be seen as balance sheet protection. Treating them as such changes not only the budget conversation but the ROI framework against which outcomes are measured. For insurers, the imperative is equally clear. Risk models built on claims data alone are priced for a world that no longer exists. The commercial sustainability of group risk schemes depends on reducing claims over time, and that only happens through active investment in the health of insured populations, not passive responsiveness to events that have already occurred. The workforce is the asset. Protecting that asset is not a soft benefit. It is the business case. South Africa cannot afford to keep pricing risk as though the factors driving it are invisible. They are not invisible, they are measurable, manageable and, with the right model, preventable. The question is no longer whether to act. It is how much longer we can afford not to. Ends. Author at Jacco Oosthuizen, ULife plus posts bio at Jacco Oosthuizen, ULife job hugging is the new office boogie word, but it doesn't have to be at Jacco Oosthuizen, ULife income protection. Extending the safety net to more South Africans at Jacco Oosthuizen, ULife the elephant in the boardroom is that mental health doesn't discriminate. Why the C-suite is burning out at Jacco Oosthuizen, ULife all zoomed out and no one to talk to can cost the global economy trillions at Jacco Oosthuizen, ULife. How winter blues affects workplace performance, and seven ways to help it. At Jacco Oosthuizen, ULife the biggest HR trends for 2025 at Jacco Oosthuizen, ULife one size rarely fits all at Jacco Oosthuizen, ULife, leading UK insurtech, expands to South Africa to transform the insurance and well-being industry at Jacco Oosthuizen, ULife, successful UK insurtech is coming to SA, join us at our launch. Share on your socials.